Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The president will be traveling to Nashville today to hold a rally with Senate candidate Marsha Blackburn. Ahead of his visit, the Washington Post is reporting that Blackburn, a top Trump surrogate, is facing some pushback in the state with female voters.
Congress is out this week for the Memorial Day break. The New York Times is leading with a story on Spygate and how Trump uses conspiracy theories to erode trust. Meanwhile, on the Korean Peninsula, there are a lot of stories about the activity surrounding the potential summit. The AP is reporting that a South Korean news agency is reporting that a senior North Korean official is heading to the U.S. for potentially more talks about the future of North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the U.S. is holding off on North Korea's sanctions. Treasury, however, has a plan to target 36 Russian and Chinese entities. The New York Times, meanwhile, has a report that a top federal government advisor who has visited North Korea's atomic complex believes disarmament could take up to 15 years.
And Nancy Cook has a story up about how Wilbur Ross is trying to reclaim his, quote, killer status with Trump in China trade talks. He is headed back to China in early June in hopes of cutting some type of trade deal that delivers on Trump's campaign promises to extract concessions from Beijing on behalf of American workers. And here's the latest on the investigations. The Journal has a piece up on how Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is causing problems in the Michael Cohen probe because he wants to review documents investigators subpoenaed from Stormy Daniels' former manager, among other things.
Alex Eisenstadt reports on Tom Garrett's quick 180. The House Republican from Virginia announced Monday that he has a drinking problem and will not seek re-election in November. Garrett said the recent attacks on his family are a series of half-truths and whole lies. Politico reported last week that Garrett and his wife have staff perform personal errands.
And in the juice, we've got Isaac Dovier talking with Tom Steyer, who is sounding off on Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, who don't want to call for Trump's impeachment. And the Bipartisan Policy Center is bringing together a group, including former Senators Rick Santorum and Chris Dodd, to co-chair a new task force on paid family leave. Their mission, find a bipartisan solution to increase access to paid family leave 25 years after the Paid Family Leave Act passed Congress.
You are invited to a Playbook interview with House Majority Whip Steve Scalise June 12th. The conversation comes almost 1 year to the day after the baseball practice shooting. Scalise, of course, is the number 3 House Republican and has an inside view of governing during these fascinating times. Here's what's on Trump's agenda today. The president will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and HUD Secretary Ben Carson. He's meeting with HHS Secretary Alex Azar and NIH Director Francis Collins. Later in the afternoon, Trump will fly to Nashville. He'll have an official event and a Make America Great Again rally. He'll return to Washington tonight. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.